نميت الأربعين، نميت الاعتكاف، نميت القلب، ونميت العزل، نميت الرجال، نميت السلوك بالله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. In this session we will continue inshallah as much as we can. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نميت الأربعين، نميت الاعتكاف، نميت القلب، نميت العزل، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك بالله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. Inshallah, in this session we continue tafsir Surah Al-Ikhlas as much as we can. I would ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmood to recite it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. عن أنس رضي الله عنه، أنس related in فضائل قل هو الله أحد. He said that the Jews of Khaybar, a city by Medina, came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, Ya Abu al-Qasim, O Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created angels from light. And he created Adam from clay, and he created Iblis from fire, and he created heavens from smoke. I have to learn that. And he created earth from the zabadul ma, when the water is in waterfalls, when it's coming very quick on the waves, what this white color comes, what's it called?
Yeah.
From the form of water. Tell us about your Lord. So this is what they said, and they said, now you tell us, explain to us about your Lord. We know that. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't answer them. He's waiting. Although he knows, Allah gave him ulum al-awwalin wal-akhirin, the knowledge of before and after. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him the whole Quran in one night, he didn't answer. Adam, respect, until the order comes. Here, many people in dunya, like us, everyone wants to make himself, he knows something. Quickly, jump to answer. I know. The other one says, oh, I know. The other one, I know better. Everyone knows. No one say, I don't know. So he waited. Then the order came. Jibreel alayhi salam came in this surah, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have explained that, but I am giving the hadith now in summary. In the previous two sessions we have explained. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no partner. Allahu Samad, He is the master of everything. He is the sustainer. He doesn't eat, He doesn't drink, He doesn't need anything. لم يلد ولم يولد. You cannot connect to him the child. He doesn't have a child. He doesn't give birth. وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, he is not also being created. He is the creator. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ, there is no one from his creation can replace him or can hold this universe together. That universe is being held together by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can hold that universe together. Today, for a small satellite to send out, they need thousands and hundreds of people working to send one small satellite in this atmosphere above Earth. How many miles? 80 miles? 100 miles?
100 miles.
100 miles. What about these stars that they are 2 billion years light years? Who sent these stars there? Who placed them there? We said in the beginning of the hadith, a created heaven, sama, the universe, min dukhan, from smoke. You know, they say that big bang, explosion, all this explosion. Explosion, what comes with it?
Chaos.
Huh? Smoke, chaos. Chaos is different explosion, everything moving. And with all this smoke with it, and then suddenly in kun fayakun, he hold it together in different areas. So this surah in the Holy Quran, and he's continuing the hadith. هذه السورة ليس فيها ذكر جنة ولا نار. This surah, there is no mentioning of paradise or hellfire. It doesn't mention. It only mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And doesn't mention dunya or akhirah. ولا دنيا ولا آخرة. And doesn't mention ولا حلال ولا حرام. And doesn't say anything, right? Halal means accept, prohibited, what's halal? Permissible or haram prohibited. It is only pure for Allah. There is nothing else. من قرأها ثلاث مرات عدل بقراءة الوحي كله. Who recited three times as if he had read the whole Quran. If you recite it three times only a day, as if you have read the whole Quran from beginning to end, you will be rewarded as if you read the whole Quran. And he say, وَمَنْ قَرَأَهَا ثَلَاثِينَ مَرَّةٌ لَمْ يَغْضُلْهُ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا يَوْمَئِذٍ إِلَّا مَنْ زَادَ عَلَيْهِ مَا قَالُ. And whoever reads 30 times a day, he will be one of the best of the people of dunya. He will be rewarded. وَمَنْ قَرَأَهَا مَائَتَيْ مَرَّةٌ أُسْكِنَ مِنَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ سَكَنًا يَرْضَى. And whoever read it 200 times a day, he will be given a place in Jannatul Firdaus, where he will be happy with it. وَمَنْ قَرَاهَا حِينَ يَدْخُلُ مَنْزِلَهُ ثَلَاثًا مَرَّاتٍ نَفَتْ عَنْهُ الْفَقْرُ وَنَفَعَتْ الْجَارِ. And whoever read it three times when he enter his home, he will never see poverty. And it helped his neighbor. وكان رجل يقرأها في كل صلاة. And there was a man from the Sahaba. In every prayer, after the Fatiha, he recites Qul Huwallahu Ahad. He doesn't recite in Holy Quran except Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Although he knows the whole Quran, he doesn't recite except Qul Huwallahu Ahad. They went to Prophet and they said to him that. They were mocking him. Why you are reading it? Not reading the Quran. Only you are reading Qul Huwallahu Ahad. And Prophet ﷺ asked him, why you are reading? He wants to teach the Sahaba. Prophet knows. Why you are reading it like that? Qala ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah. Inni uhibbuha. O Muhammad, I love that surah. قَالَ حُبُّهَا أَدْخَلَكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Love of that surah that you had make you to enter paradise free without anything, without account. قال وَبَاتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَكْرَأُهَا وَيَرَدُّدُهَا حَتَّى أَصْبَحْ. And Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم at that night was all the night was reading it until morning. So that surah, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, is very important for Muslims to learn and to recite it every day. At least, as it is mentioned 200 times, you will have a house in paradise, in Jannat al-Firdaus. And our shuyukh always ask us to recite it 1,000 times a day. There will be a great benefit in it. عن أبي كعب رضي الله عنه قال أبي كعب said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said من قرأ قل هو الله أحد فكأنما قرأ ثلث القرآن. Whoever read Qul Huwallahu Ahad as if he read one third of the Holy Quran. And Anas said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قرأ قل هو الله أحد ما أتي مرة غفر له ذنوب ما أتي سنة. Whoever recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad 200 times, Allah will forgive him for sins of 200 years. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. And Ibn Abbas said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called, he said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ ثُلْثُ الْقُرْآنِ is one third of the Holy Quran. And Ibn Umar said, قال صلى بنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم في سفر. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one day, he prayed with us when we were traveling. So we were traveling, we stopped, and Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed. He read in the first rak'ah, قل هو الله أحد. And in the second rak'ah, he read, قل يا أيها الكافرون. When he made salam at the end, he said to them, قرأت بكم ثلث القرآن وربع. I read to you today in that surah, the two surah, قل والله أحد قل وكل يا أيها الكافرون. I read to you one third of the Quran and one fourth of the Quran, because one third is for قل والله أحد equal to one third of the Quran. And قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ is one-fourth of the Holy Quran. وَأَخْرَجَ ابْنُ النَّجَّارِ فِي تَارِيخِهِ عَنْ عَلِيِّ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Ali said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever wanted to leave his house, when أراد سفرا فأخذ بعضتي منزله فقرأ إحدى عشر مرة قل هو الله أحد كان الله له حارسا حتى يرجع. Whoever wants to travel, and when he is going out of his home, he puts his hand on the lock, the two locks of the house, the two doors of the house, and he recites 11 times قل هو الله أحد. Allah will protect his home until he comes back. And there are many of these ahadith. I will quote one. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said من أتى منزله فقرأ الحمد لله سورة الفاتحة وقل هو الله أحد. Whoever come to his house and recite سورة الفاتحة and recite سورة الإخلاص نفى الله عنه الفقر. Allah will take away poverty from him. حتى يفيد على جيرانه. Until that poverty goes from him and it will benefit his neighbors from so much Allah favors comes to him, he become wealthy, and from his wealth he will distribute to his neighbors. Abu Shaykh, وأخرج أبو الشيخ عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه. Ibn Umar said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever recite كل الله أحد 11 times, Allah will build for him a paradise, a palace in paradise. And فقال عمر, he said, والله يا رسول الله, then this is very good. If we recite every day قل هو الله واحد more than 11 times, then we'll have lot of palaces in heaven. He said, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous. You will keep having whatever you are reading. So read and take. وأخرج البخاري ومسلم والنسائي عن عائشة. بخاري مسلم said, النسائي said that عائشة said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent a man on a division of people to go to a certain place. They were together, a group of people. And in the prayer he used to recite بِكُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. When they came back, they told Prophet ﷺ that he used to always recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ in the prayer. He said, ask him why he was doing that. And when they asked him, he said, because it is the attribute or the, it is explained the attributes and the description of Sifatul Rahman. لِأَنَّهَا Sifatul Rahman. It is, it described the Allah's mercy. فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَقْرَأُهَا. I love to recite it. And they came to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and they told him, he said, فَقَالْ أَخْبِرُوهُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُحِبُّهُ. Tell him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loves him. So, this shows us very few ahadith from hundreds of ahadith about that greatness of Surah Al-Ikhlas and what is in it and we were planning to explain but it's too long about there is as we mentioned yesterday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing himself that he is describing himself as ahad. And we explain what is the difference between ahad and wahid. Ahad describes the essence that has no way of sharing or understanding the essence. Wahid is, you know about Allah through his names, beautiful names. All of them, all these names, although they are, let us say we know 99 names. And we said yesterday that we Allah has infinite numbers of names. So these, let us say 99 names. Every name is a different name, indicate to one attribute. So all these attributes, although they are different, but they go back to Wahd. It's the same one. So with many names, but all of them to Wahd. وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. And your Lord is one Lord, not two. Even has many names. So Wahid describe the divine presence of the names. Ahad describe itself by itself. We don't understand it. No one can explain it. It's described the essence by itself. And that is complete unseen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens through his names from Ahad to Wahid. Then they know, Prophet knows. From Sifatul Wahidiyya, Prophet takes. This whole Jannah, Akhirah and Dunya, they understand from these beautiful names. These, all of them coming from Wahid. But in reality, Ahad sent to Wahid. So, and that's why in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, in Tafsir of that surah, he say that وَيُعْلَمُ أَنَّ تَوْحِيدَ الذَّاتِ مُخْتَصٌ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Tawheed al-Zat, the when you make, when you say you have to be, you make you, we have to say Tawheed. Tawheed is the, we have to say oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The description of the oneness of the Ahad, not the Wahid, is only for the essence. No one knows it. No one knows it. And that's why, you can understand the Wahid, but the Ahad has to reveal to the Wahid from that essence, that this description. That's why we say infinite number of names. Always from that beautiful essence coming, this description goes to the Wahid, in that divine presence of the Wahid, and from the Wahid goes around in different ways of names. So, so we have Ahad, we have Wahid. So, and that's why there is Abdul Ahad, the servant of that name. There must be, there must be someone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving hints about that specialty of that reality, Abdul Ahad and Abdul Wahid. And then he continue, Allahu Ahad, Kul Hu Allahu Ahad. Then he said, Allahu Samad. Why he repeated Allahu? He was able to say, Kul Hu Allahu Ahad As-Samad. He said, Kul Hu Allahu Ahad. Stopped. Allahu Samad. Another description. Allahu Ahad means no one knows that reality of Ahad. Allahu Samad is another description of that reality. And that's why many of the reciters, many scholars, they said, because there are some reciters, they connect when they recite Qul huwallahu ahadillah samad. They said it's not advisable. You stop it there. Qul huwallahu ahad. Why you are connecting? Allah didn't connect. Allahu Samad. Allah is the master and of everything. He is sufficient to himself by himself. He doesn't need any partner. Allahu Samad, Allah the self-sufficient master, whom all creature needs. He neither eats nor drinks. So I will not go into the details of Abdul Ahad and Abdul Wahid and Abdul Samad. We skip that and we go to Ibn Shaykh in his explanation of the verse قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. Say, Ya Muhammad, هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. And he said that this verse is showing us that there are three different levels and stations for the seekers of that road. For the seekers and Gnostics who their intention or their goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are of three different levels according to these three different maqams. So what are these? Huwa, Allah, Ahad. And he said that the first maqam, فالمقام الأول, مقام المقربين. He said the first maqam, which is, that maqam is the meaning of who. Huwa is the level of those who are the nearest in paradise, means the highest level. They look at the realities of everything in this dunya as it is created. He said in Arabic, وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ نَظَرُوا إِلَى مَاهِيَاتِ الْأَشْيَاءِ وَحَقَائِقُهَا مِنْ حَيْثُ هِيَ هِيَ. From how it is, they looked at it. And they didn't see anything. Wherever they looked around, they didn't see anything except Allah. So anything they were looking to takes them to the reality of the Creator. That's what is very deep explanation here, is that this maqam al-mukarrabin, this level of nearest ones, people, these special people, when they looked at everything, they looked down to its lowest form, to its smallest part of it, because it's reality. For example, this is what? Cap. So it's what? Plastic? So if you break it down from what it is made of, it shows you it is made of different particles that they are come together, relate atoms, come together and form that, is not? And become a form. So when they were looking at the smallest possible element, that is, this one is being made of. So means what they want to? They want to the atom, to that lowest part. So what they saw there in the atom? They saw that energy, that electrons, that energy that is created, spinning around the nucleus, incircumambulating that
nucleus in the speed of light. So what they saw? They saw light. They saw energy. Energy coming from where? From ocean of Qudra. From Bahrul Qudra. From Allah's power. So when they looked at that, they didn't see anything. Anything in this dunya. In this dunya, the mountains, valleys, homes, water, trees, buildings, wealth, they didn't see. It doesn't. Everything was showing them Allah. Signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's signs can be seen. Allah cannot be seen. But His signs can be seen. So they saw these signs that led them to the Allah's attributes and names. It depends upon how many we have in the periodic table of elements. No, you know. Approximately. More than that. How much time? Must be 200 and some more. Element. Every element is different. Is that? From the other. Every element, if you go down to its atom, you will see it's the same structure of a nucleus and electrons. But it differs in the number of positive and negative charges there, is not? That make it different. So it means this comes all from where? From one. All this comes from Bahrul Qudra, from one, from ocean of power. And ocean of power is one of infinite numbers of Allah's names come from one also. Understood? So that's make awliya stunned. What they have to think, what they have to know. Everything goes back to Allah and everything is un-understandable. That's why they saw themselves nothing. They are very small. They don't exist. The only existence is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is maqam al-mukarrabi. Means they never saw anything in this dunya. For them, nothing exists except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this is funny. What's funny? Illusion? No, it's
vanishing.
No. Doesn't make any sense for them. So why they have to worry and they have to waste their life in something that's vanishing? So if they have something that they can eat one date or two date, giving them energy for next day to keep worshipping, that's enough for them. That's not enough for them. They don't care for a horse. They don't care for a camel. They don't care for a car. They don't care for a plane. They don't care for a train. They cared to wrap their stomach with stones for 3 days, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from hunger. Wrapping his stomach with stones. And Uhud Mountain came to Prophet and said, Ya Rasulallah, Allah gave me permission to become gold for you. You take me any part and do whatever. He said, we don't need that. We rather wrap our stomach with stones because that dunya is a vanishing dunya. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where are such people today? There are. Don't say no. But they are hidden. Find them. Allah, Allah. So when they look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reality, they found that no one can understand that reality except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's His reality. It's His creation. It's His He is the creator. So how a creation, someone created, understand the creator? It's impossible. So they didn't. So they looked then at his creation. So when they looked at his creation from the reality of the level of who, kul who, when that verse was revealed, and they looked at the reality of the creation from who, they saw that that creation doesn't exist, because what exists is him. That is, he is describing himself with who. That you don't know me. I am the creator. So you are my servant. So how you want to understand me? So whatever I have created in this universe doesn't deserve to be looked at. What deserves to be looked is at me. And when you look at me, you are not able even to see me. It's hidden. You see only my attributes, beautiful names. So, they were not able to see. So what they did, they begin to use their hearts and the vision that Allah gave to their hearts and the intelligence that Allah gave to them using their mind. When they used their mind, they saw that everything was pointing to the Creator. Everything on this earth was pointing to the Creator. There was nothing to them in their eyes not pointing to the Creator. Looking at Adam, he's pointing to the Creator. Allah created him. Looking to this wood, Allah created the wood. This block, Allah created block. Carpet, Allah created wool. Cotton, Allah created cotton. So everything was pointing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they turned their vision from dunya, they direct their vision to Allah. Those are maqamul muqarrabin. The second maqam هو والمقام الثاني مقام أصحاب اليمين. أصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين سلة من
وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء فجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين.
That verse is describing أصحاب اليمين, the second level, which is that Allah wants them to know Allah, كل هو الله. So He wants them to understand Allah, who you cannot understand. It's impossible to understand. Who is described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The essence is being named Allah. So through that name, all the names comes under it. The infinite numbers of names. So Ashab al-Yameen are under that, which is the second level. It's lower than the level of the first one, which is the level of who. Because Ashab al-Yameen, they were able to look, they looked, they saw in one side, they saw the signs of the Creator. They understood it. But they used the other sign of them, and they look at the people, and they looked at the creation. So they were in between. They were with the Creator, they were with the creation. They were looking at both sides. So Allah described them, Ashabul Yameen. So, and he said, and those on the right hand, how fortunate will be those on the right hand? He's explaining. They will be among thornless lot trees, and among talh, banana trees, with fruit piled one above another, wadhillin mamdood, and in a shade long extended, and by water flowing constantly, and fruit in plenty, whose supply is not cut off by change of season, nor are they out of reach, and on couches or thrones raised high. So he is describing those kind of the second level in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, and is describing them in many, many verses there here. And he say, فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. He described them that they are the first. They are the one that are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granted them. And he said, so those on the right hand, that is those who will be given their records in their right hands, how fortunate will be those on the right hand as a respect for them, because they will enter paradise. And those foremost in Islamic faith, in the life of this world, and on the very first call for the to embrace Islam, will be foremost in paradise. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. These will be the nearest to Allah. فِي جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. In the gardens of delight, paradises. And he goes and describing. So we are not going to describe the surah now, but this is how he is describing them and giving them. He said, this is are the second level, because they worshipped Allah in dunya, and still they balanced their dunya with akhirah. So they were doing the work for akhirah, they were doing the work for their dunya. So that's why Allah told them for the first level, when he said to Prophet, say, Qul, Ya Muhammad, who the first, the seekers of the first level, they understood. With who, it's enough for them to understand. That, don't look at anything other than me. The second ones, he went more describing what is who. He said, Allah. Allah is the Lord of dunya and akhirah. So he gave them that you do for your dunya and you do for akhirah. Must be balanced there. Because Asma Allah al-Husna, al-Rahman, al-Rahim, for dunya, al-Razzaq, al-Wahhab, all these are for people to how to live their lives, and al-Karim is generous with them, so he's favoring them with his sustenance, he's giving them wealth, he's giving them health, he's giving them from every side. So it is a situation that describes for you how you are going to balance your life. So these are the second level. And that's why in tariqah we in many Sufi order or many Ahl Sunnah or Jama'ah, when they make zikr, they make zikr with Ismullah. It's the second level. Because to make zikr with who, when they begin to tell you to make zikr, they say make zikr with first La ilaha illallah. Negate. Negate that there is no one to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't look at yourself. Don't honor yourself too much. There is no one to be honored. There is no one to be worshipped except Allah. When you finish that level, they tell you make zikr with Allah. Balancing both now. When you go higher, they say go with zikrullah with who?
Means nothing, Ya Rabbi, existing except you. We cannot see who, you cannot see anything except him. There's nothing.
Allah, Allah. The third level is the level of maqam ashab al-shimal. وَهُوَ أَخَصُّ الْمَقَامَاتِ. And it is the lowest level. And these ones, they say that there are many lords, many creators. They are unbelievers. They are idol worshippers. They are people who say that Allah has son. They are not monotheist. So Allah has to tell them that it is not only Allah, the second level, Allah, they understood that Allah is the creator, they have to worship him, they have to balance dunya and akhirah. But the third level, they didn't still understand. He told them, Allah is ahad. Don't put anyone with him. So he gave them three different levels. Huwa, the unknown, unseen completely. Allah, you can understand his signs. Ahad means don't make sharik to him. Don't say he has a partner. Don't associate anyone with him. So this is for the third level, who are the unbelievers. Allah is giving them a strong message. There is no partner. Don't say Allah has a partner or has a son or has a sharik and associate someone with him. No. He's alone. So these are the three levels, and it's enough for this session. May Allah forgive us and bless us. And we will continue next time, inshallah, bihurmati al-Habib. And we will continue next time, inshallah, bihurmati al-Habib.